Governor Bill Walker gathered Alaska leaders from around the state in Fairbanks over the weekend to talk about state services and how to pay for them. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Speaking for one of the many working groups who shared feedback at the end of the gathering, Joe Geldof of Juneau summed up the consensus of many participants charged with solving the state's revenue shortfall.
It's going to require going into the permanent fund earnings. There's no way around that. It's going to require probably some sort of income tax.
In closing remarks at the conference, Governor Bill Walker also referred to the T word.
There's actually two T words. One is the truth. We're going to tell the truth. And the other is taxes. Or there's going to be taxes. We're going to have to do something.
There was abundant praise for Governor Walker taking on the budget issue in such a bold public way. Independent oil industry analyst Richard Feinberg of Fairbanks says he appreciates the governor's effort, but contends there was one key piece of information missing from the conversation.
North Slope profitability and our failure to audit and get that data in a timely manner or get it at all sometimes.
Democratic State Representative David Guttenberg of Fairbanks agrees that oil tax issues were underplayed, adding there continues to be legislative resistance to all new revenue solutions.
A lot of people think this, there were foregone conclusions. Some people just don't want to talk about oil taxes or income tax or revenue in any forum, in any context, whether it's good or bad.
The political question is, will you participate?
Republican State Senator John Coghill of North Pole agrees new revenue isn't a hot topic among legislators who remain focused on spending and credits Governor Walker for taking on political taboo like taxes and permanent fund earnings use.
It's easier for the main leader of Alaska to go out and do that than it is for an individual legislator who paints a big target on themselves and can't sustain it. The governor said he's going to do it. He's doing it. You know, good on him.
Coghill, Guttenberg, and others at the conference spoke well of a new state online model that allows users to tweak various aspects of spending and revenue and view the results, a tool they hope will make the budget situation more real to the public and spur action. Governor Walker plans to continue the budget conversation at other locations around the state in coming months. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.